Today on Real Radio.
Nebuchadnezzar said, God, the God of heaven, is to be worshipped. He alone reveals the secrets of men. God does this. And if you think this morning you can be back in your little sin, let me tell you, God knows there's sin in the camp. And he'll reveal it. The book of Numbers tells us, be sure of this, your sin will find you out. You can't hide it anymore.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his verse-by-verse series through the book of Acts. And we're engaging in a study that takes us from chapter 4 into chapter 5. Peter displays yet more boldness when he confronts Ananias at first and then later Sapphira for lying to the Holy Spirit. In fact, each one ended up paying the ultimate price for their little act of deception. It's a lesson in the fear of Almighty God and the fact that He wants things done a certain way. Here's Pastor Jack Hibbs continuing in this study called Sin Within the Camp.
But it says in verse 2, and he kept back. He withheld part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, so they were in agreement, and brought a certain part of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, Pastor Peter, listen to this. Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? You have conceived this thing in your heart. You have not lied to men, but to God. A couple things we need to point out. This is sin that is energized by Satan when it comes into the church. Satan's always behind the sin. Peter looks at these guys. He doesn't care how much money they have. Man, there's Ananias standing there. Hello, Peter. He's got his Jordache robe on, his Rolex sundial on his wrist. Hello, Peter. Successful, powerful man. What does Peter say? Nice day. Won't you have a seat up front? He says, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart? What might you mean? God works through Peter with what is known as the gift of the word of knowledge or discernment. Peter knows what has happened by God's revelation to him. I don't like saying this. It scares me to say this. But God talks to pastors, I think, who care. He only does that not because of who they are, but because of the position he's put them in. Did you get that? God talks to ministers because of the position, not necessarily who they are. God honors the position. But if a pastor cares, A.W. Tozer wrote a book, God tells the man who cares. Peter cares about the church. Peter goes on to write in his later Christian experience, pastor, shepherd the house of God. Be diligent about it. Satan has come in like a flood in this situation to Peter's eyes. But what do you think the body is feeling? Oh, gosh, maybe they'll invite us over to dinner today. Oh, look at Sapphira. Isn't she just awesome looking? She's such a neat woman of God. Always has a smile. She's just so sweet and wonderful. Hey, man. Satan was using these two people to destroy the church of God. Samuel was warned not to judge according to appearance. We need to be so careful. We're not to look at people like that. Peter lowers both barrels and shoots. Ananias believed that God was not near this church. He didn't practice the presence of God in his life. He didn't realize that the church was Jesus' delight. And so what's happening here, the very sin, is not that they lied. It's not that they said something about it. It's that they acted out a lie. They were the epitome of hypocrisy. Here's what it means. They sold the land or the possession for $10,000. They bring in $10,000 into their pocket. They keep $5,000. They take $5,000, go to church, and put it in the offering, stating that we've sold a possession and we got $5,000 for it. Isn't that neat how we're given everything that God's given to us? We really love God. We're really devoted. We lift our hands in service. We say, Lord, all to him I owe. We say, God, I'm in love with you. But we don't give him a thing. I'm not talking money. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Lord, I love you. You're my king and my God. Listen, A.W. Tozer says, we Christians don't tell lies anymore. We just sing them in church. We need to be careful what we're saying. Ananias sold it for $10,000, put $5,000 in his pocket. That's not the sin. He could have kept $9,999 for himself and given a buck, and that would have been fine with God. The fact is that he acted out a lie. Barnabas gives all, so Ananias is coming up and pretending that he's giving all. That's the sin. It is defined as an exaggerated devotional life. An exaggerated devotional life. And that, if you're alive this morning, ought to convict you. Well, I really encourage you to come to Friday morning prayer where we gather at 5:30 in the morning. Well, aren't we spiritual? I can't make it to the 5:30 prayer time like the rest of the super giants of the church. Hey, listen. How often I'm guilty. And how often you are guilty. Well, I was in prayer and the Lord spoke this to me. Oh, man, what an awesome man of God. Hey, if you're in prayer, keep your mouth shut about it. Well, while I was fasting for the last couple of weeks, God began to speak to me. And look, we have to watch out. Well, I know I'm nothing. I know that I didn't do this miracle of raising this man from the dead. Don't look at me. You see that on certain Christian TV stations. Don't look at me like I did it. It was God. All the time they're pointing at themselves, you know. An exaggerated devotional life. That's what Ananias and Sapphira are doing. And God will not tolerate it. Lucifer did that, you know. Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28 says that Lucifer was the worship director of heaven. Got up there, led those guys. What an awesome creation he was. It says in those scriptures that his hands were tambourines. Isn't that a trip? Shake his hands and go, shh. And out of his side were pipes where music came out of. So when he walked, it went, you know. Everywhere he went, there was worship, there was praise, there was music. That kind of explains the rock and roll scene we see today, doesn't it? He's the minister of music. And while he's leading the worship, he's saying, man, these angels can sing. They are great. How you liking it, God? Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah, I'd like to get a little bit of that myself. In fact, I'd like to be like the Most High. In fact, I will be like the Most High. I will exalt my throne above God. I will sit in the congregation of the north, said Lucifer. And God says, you're going to eat flames down south. And Satan was ripped out of heaven. Because of pride in giving, pride in worship, pride in knowing God. Pride entered his heart and destroyed him. John 8:44, Jesus says there that Satan was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him. And when he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of them. When you tell a lie, when I tell a lie, well, it's a little white lie. Look, it may be a white lie to Phil Donahue, but it's not a white lie to God. It's wrong. And the source when we lie is from Satan. We wonder so much. How can Peter say, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," in one moment say something stupid and demonic the next moment? The same way we do. We can bless God one moment and turn and say a lie the next moment. One moment our tongue is consecrated to heaven, and then our heart is consecrated to the work of the enemy. How can these things be? Serious things. The church was pure. And you might sit here this morning and say, "Well, you know, it's never going to be like that again." Well, you know what? Slap me upside the head and call me stupid. Because I believe it can be. Our last time together when we went through the scripture, some people said, "Well, how could you have done what you did?" It's not even an issue. The issue is, are you committed to this fellowship being pure? And you see, we live in a community where we don't even have to worry about it. Because if somebody goofs up and whatever, I'll just go down the streets. Or I'll just stay inside my house and draw the curtains and listen to the radio. I don't need church. You know, we can't think like that. We have got to be committed together to walk after God and to love God and to express that love one toward another. Not drawing your curtains and becoming isolated from the world. Or becoming church smorgasbord type people. Wherever you want to go, go and get committed. And may your heart be that what I'm going to do is give this church everything I can by the Spirit of God to make it better. God will honor that. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "Sin has many tools, but a lie is the handle that fits them all." Isn't that true? Psalm 51:6 says, "Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts." Truth in the inward parts. And the scripture tells us that they kept back. Look at verse 3. And Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit," who is God, by the way. It says so in verse 4. "To keep back part of the price of the land for yourself." He withheld. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:7. "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart. For God..." Not grudgingly or of necessity. That is, "Well, gosh, I just saw John put 10 bucks in, so I guess I better too." Keep your money. Keep your benevolent action, whatever it might be. But God says he loves a cheerful giver. The word cheerful in the Greek is hilarios. And it's where we get the word hilarious. Can you imagine? The word means to be prompted by willingness, to be anticipated with joy. Can you imagine the ushers come forward? "We're going to take this morning's tithes and offerings." "All right! Where's the plate? Been waiting all week. Hallelujah!" And you drop your little nickel in there and "Praise the Lord! Hallelujah!" And be hilarious. People go, "Man, what a Pentecostal church." God says he loves a hilarious giver. If you can't give your nickel without joy, let me put it to you this way. If you gave your nickel without joy this morning, see me after the service so you can have it back. Because God loves a cheerful giver. If you're going to be a Care Bearer, I have to qualify this. It's not a cartoon. The Care Bearer is a ministry here that is a meals ministry to those that are in need. If you're going to be a care bearer, do it with joy. Don't knock on somebody's door and say, well, here's your spaghetti. Take your buns. Here's the salad. Forget it. Who's going to eat it? I'm going to put it in their pocket. Take it home. I don't want it, you know? God doesn't need your money. He doesn't need your acts of righteousness. They stink to him when the heart is not right. Don't give because you're supposed to give. Give because it's a joy of thankfulness unto God for what he's done for you. Ananias and Sapphira couldn't understand that. They knew nothing about that at all. Verse 5, then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. I bet it did. What a deal. And the young men arose and wrapped him up. Got some cellophane out there? Wrapped him up. This guy's ministry just died right here. And carried him out and buried him. Now, it was about 3 hours later. No doubt she was standing in line at Nordstrom's, where his wife came in not knowing what had happened. She'd been gone for 3 hours. And Peter answered her, saying, tell me whether you sold the land for 10,000 bucks. Did you sell the land for 10,000 bucks? And she said, yes, for 10,000 bucks. Ooh. She should have said five. Or she should have said the actual amount. Are you with me? Not only is she, when she's interrogated about it, does she not tell the truth, but she holds on to the lie. The greater judgment fell upon Ananias. Peter just comes up and says, did you do this? This is such and so, and God kills him. Peter didn't kill him. They didn't have, the usher ministry didn't have these little not at all. God did it. God executed judgment. It wasn't church discipline. It was God's judgment as the church was getting started. Amazing. With Sapphira, God gives the opportunity to her to say, you know what? I've been thinking about this while I was out shopping, and we sold it for $10,000 and we gave $5,000. Everything would have been fine. She would have been confessing. Verse 9, Peter says to her, how is it that you've agreed together to test? The Bible says you shall not test the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 6:16 tells us. But you agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed their last, and the young men came in and found her dead. And carrying her out, buried her with her husband. So, verse 11, great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. In verse 33, chapter 4, great power. Verse 33, chapter 4, great grace. Verse 11, chapter 5, great fear. The way a church should be. And this sin was dealt with much like it was in the book of Joshua chapter 7. Just jot that down. You can look at it later. I really want you to read it later. It's incredible. Israel goes to battle, the battle of Ai, and they're defeated. David is all bent out of shape at the defeat. Men were killed. David is freaking out, bawling, crying, and questioning God. How can you do this? You told us that we're your people, and we always get whipped. And God says, shut up and get off your face and stand up. And you see David, what'd I do? He says, there's sin in the camp. What do you mean? Achan, that's his name, Achan. And when God got done with him, he was Achan. Achan had taken of the cursed things, the booty from the foreign nation. He had taken a little bit for himself and he put it underneath his tent carpet. Nobody knew. was a little backslide of his own. It was a little retirement program. It was a little 401 underneath the carpet. And the entire nation lost a war because of one man goofing off and not being serious about God. And you don't think God does the same thing? He does the same thing. God reveals when somebody's goofing off or about to goof off. God reveals it. And you might think, oh, that's impossible. I don't believe it. I don't think God cares that much about the church. And you're being like Ananias and Sapphira because God speaks. God will tell. God is so committed. God has spoken to me about things, and I wasn't doing anything spiritual the way you understand it. I was mowing my lawn, which I love. And God begins to speak. Not a normal place for God to speak. Or I'm driving down the street, listening to my favorite praise group, and God begins to speak. And he reveals secrets. Daniel says that Nebuchadnezzar said, God, the God of heaven, is to be worshipped. He alone reveals the secrets of men. God does this. And if you think this morning you can be back in your little sin, let me tell you, God knows there's sin in the camp. And he'll reveal it. The book of Numbers tells us, be sure of this, your sin will find you out. You can't hide it anymore. And then Leviticus chapter 10, Nadab and Abihu, Aaron's sons, offered up to the Lord strange fire. They made an imitation of the holy fire. They said, come on, let's go to worship. Let's go worship. Let's go. Come on. And they got their priestly gowns on and they went and they brought the wrong fire in their censers to the Lord. And what happened to them? They were fried, man. They died. Dead. And Moses says, carry them out and don't weep one bit. Don't anybody mourn for these guys because they offered strange fire to God.
Scripture is replete with passages that remind us that God will be God, and that when the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, it also applies to human life. Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a study called Sin Within the Camp. A look at the sad account of Ananias and Sapphira, both of whom lied to the Spirit of Almighty God, and the ultimate price they paid for it. Recently, in our teacher's Why Should I series, we learned about honest communication with our Maker in the mini-series called Why Should I Pray? And one key element, one common thread that ran throughout the series is the fact that being able to freely communicate with our Lord is a blessing, a privilege. Well, if you benefited from that series, you'll love this offer we're now extending to you here at Real Radio. It's a 2-CD set called When a Christian Prays. When a Christian Prays is considered an excellent treatment on verbal communication with the Lord of the universe and how we all too often miss out on this greatest of opportunities. When a Christian Prays is yours for a gift of any amount in support of Real Radio. Again, for your gift to Real Radio of any amount, we'll send you this 2-CD set of Pastor Jack's teaching, When a Christian Prays. You will definitely be challenged in your prayer life. Now to begin with, you can visit realradioactive.org. There you'll be able to read more about the series under the banner Special Offer. And you can make your tax-deductible donation right then, and then request it all in one fell swoop. realradioactive.org. To get in touch by telephone, 877-RR-RADIO. 877-RR-RADIO. If you'd like to send in your contribution, here's our address. Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Again, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Real Radio is made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs has been made possible by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.